PA Department of Health suggests sexting and subscription-based fan platforms in lieu of in-person meetings. By Hannah Blow on December 17, 2020. The Pennsylvania Department of Health, led by Rachel Levine, the nation's first openly transgender public health secretary, is urging residents to take up sexting or subscription-based fan platforms in lieu of meeting with romantic partners in person in the age of the Chinese coronavirus. Large gatherings are not safe during COVID-19, but if you attend a large gathering where you might end up having sex, below are tips to reduce your risk of spreading or getting COVID-19 through sex. The Department of Health's website reads, offering a number of alternatives. One way to reduce the spread, the department states, is by taking a break from in-person dates. Video dates, sexting, subscription-based fan platforms, or chat rooms may be options for you, the guide states. The health department also urges residents to limit the number of partners, avoid kissing, and wash hands, especially before and after sex. During COVID-19, wearing a face covering that covers your nose and mouth is a good way to add a layer of protection during sex with those outside your household, it adds. Officials in the Keystone State cracked down on restrictions in recent days, with both Levine and Governor Tom Wolf, D, who earned the nickname Commie Tommy following his initial lockdowns in the state, announced the retightening of restrictions which suspend indoor dining and gym usage, limit private indoor gatherings to 10 people, and require retailers to cap their capacity at 50%. Each of the last 2 days we have reported the highest number of deaths since the beginning of the pandemic, Levine said in a statement at the time. In the past week, we have reported close to 1,100 new deaths from COVID-19 across Pennsylvania. The virus continues to strain our healthcare systems, and the dramatic rise in cases among all age groups, including among school-age children, is alarming. Since the start of the pandemic, there have been more than 37,500 cases among children aged 5 to 18, yet 9,500 of those cases occurred in the past 2 weeks. The orders took effect December 12 and will remain in place until January 4, 2021. The state reportedly threatened at least 150 restaurants within the first 3 days of the order taking effect, as they continued to operate in defiance of the Democrat governor's edicts.